Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Jireh, part 10. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 22 and verse 14. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. This morning our mini-series on the name Yahweh Jireh will come to an end. I want to speak really simply and personally to someone today. When we speak about God being Jireh, we are not referring only to money. The scripture says on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. That it can be absolutely anything. As long as you are in his will for your life, his mountain, you can rest assured that Yahweh will provide for whatever need you may have. For someone this morning, you may need strength to parent your children alone. God can and will give you that. To another, you may need strength to move away from bad influences. God can and will be provider for that as well. Whatever it is that you need, on the mountain of God, it will be provided. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, and you must read that in context, that God will supply our needs according to his riches in glory. God can and will provide for you. For most people, when we speak about God as Jireh, there is an immediate fixation for financial provision. And that's perfectly okay. We cannot pretend that money is not important. It is. Hunger and lack can drive a person far away from the secret place. And that's the truth. So this morning, I want to share a very simple but practical way I go about life in relation to finances. Once I am certain that I have heard God and I have aligned myself with his will for me, I trust him for my every need. I rely on the scripture that says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And I pray a prayer along the lines of, Father, your word says that you will supply all my need according to your riches and glory. I have a need for XYZ amount, and I cast this as a care on you. Please supply my need in the name of Jesus. After I have prayed this, I refuse to worry about that need because I have cast it on God. I just continue to thank God and to confess that my need is met. And believe me, my dear listeners, the needs are always met. He may send a business opportunity or he may send a person to meet the need. It's usually his prerogative. For me, the key is trust. And a sign of trust is rest and refusal to worry. So if you pray and you still worry, you have not activated the trust principle. Remember, trust is one of the principles Abraham taught. I pray that as you go forth this morning, you will experience God as El Shaddai Jireh, the God who is not only enough, but also provides. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Please help us to not just be hearers of your word. Help us to have deep understanding and to live in the light of your truth. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.